Once again, I appreciate the lesson. One question I had was maybe a two-part question. First of all, was baptism, either under John or under Jesus' disciples, a requirement even under that that time? And if so, on top of that, would it be a requirement for someone to receive repentance, even by Jesus, to be baptized under John or under his disciples in order to receive repentance, or would it not be required? Could Jesus bypass that? The only reason I ask is because even if someone didn't disagree that you had to be baptized in this day and time, could they argue that in a parallel that there may be some individuals that weren't required to be baptized today if he should have been baptized but was forgiven even though he wasn't? I don't know if I confused you with that. Okay, I'll just rephrase. Right. Was he required, was anyone that was to be forgiven for their sins, even under that old law, required to be baptized?
Thank you. regarding the Luke 7:30 passage. I mean, if John was a prophet and Jesus called his baptism the will of God, I would think then to answer Skylar that we'd have to conclude that folks were expected to be baptized during John's ministry. That was an expectation, even Jesus himself, to fulfill all righteousness, submitted to that baptism. I was going to ask you about this phrase that the thief states in verse 41 when he says, well, we're getting what we deserve, but this man has done no wrong or done nothing wrong. Do you think he's talking about Jesus there on the cross, that people were reviling him and he did nothing to respond with any harshness? Or do you think that this man, like you've talked about, is referring to what he knows in general about Jesus, that Jesus was an innocent man suffering wrongly at this crucifixion?
Whether they occupied the theological ground, that was seen in the Yes, I believe we have had an excellent session this evening and very edifying presentation. I want us to continue to think about this idea that the thief on the cross, contrary to being an argument against baptism, is an example of its necessity. I thought that was very well stated, that the thief did hear the word of God and did repent of his sins and did confess Christ, his faith in Christ Jesus, and he died with Christ, which is, as Smith very beautifully stated, that's exactly what we replicate in baptism, and all of that is essential for salvation. And so I think that this was a very beneficial presentation. And we have not made provision in this study, as we have not through the years we've had it, to have an invitation. But I want all who are here to think seriously about these things. And if you have listened to this presentation of the gospel and found that you are not right with the Lord, don't leave this place tonight in that condition. As God's people, we want to help anyone who is interested in seeking and searching the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And we would ready the waters and baptize you into Christ this very evening. If that is something that you desire, please let us know before you leave this building.